from the Light 92 News Center. This is an information update.
It's Monday, August 18th. Good morning. 16 degrees right now in Brantford, 17 in Hamilton, 13 in Kitchener. Gas $1.34 a liter. I'm Stacey Englehart. Travelers are dealing with more flight cancellations today at Pearson Airport as the labor dispute between Air Canada and its flight attendants continues. Hundreds of flights have been canceled since Saturday. While the airline did say it plans to resume flights tonight, it didn't provide details with flight attendants off the job. The government, meanwhile, ordered flight attendants back to work, but they refused to comply. Canadian Labor Congress calling on the federal government to immediately withdraw its intervention in the dispute. CLC said several labor unions are prepared to, quote, coordinate a fight back campaign and promote a coordinated financial contribution to help flight attendants with legal costs. Union representing support staff at Ontario colleges said workers have voted to authorize a strike. Union said last month close to 10,000 college faculty and staff have either been let go or are projected to lose their job with the hundreds of program cancellations. Brantford daycare ordered closed after a bat found tested positive for rabies. Public health said the daycare in West Brant will stay closed until the investigation is complete. OPP in Norfolk County issued a warning about grave robbers. Apparently, four local cemeteries were robbed in a week. Among the items taken, an urn and a nameplate. Police believe the duo is specifically targeting bronze. And today is by-election day in Alberta. The Conservative leader is hoping to win a seat in the House of Commons. Pierre Poilievre is one of 214 candidates vying for Battle River Crowfoot. Light 92 Sports. Baseball yesterday, the Jays were blasted by Texas 10-4. They did win 2 out of 3 in that weekend series and are back to work tonight with a game in Pittsburgh at 6:40. NFL preseason yesterday, Jacksonville and New Orleans tied at 17. Buffalo needs to work on a few things after losing to Chicago 38-0. Sorry, Scott, no way to make that sound better. Tonight, Cincinnati is in Washington at 8, and Ottawa's Gabriella Dabrowski and her partner of New Zealand, Erin Rutliff, won the Cincinnati Open Women's Doubles Championship yesterday. Light 92 weather. We've got sunshine this afternoon, a little windy, 23. Tonight, clear, windy, and cool, down to 13. Looks like we could see rain tomorrow afternoon, a risk of a thunderstorm, but a Humidex feeling close to 30. Right now, it's 17 in Brantford, 18 in Hamilton, 14 in Kitchener. I'm Stacey Englehart. Now back to Scott and Anna in the morning.